No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a grand Rapidian.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Where every week we drink some kind of beverage, talk about a video game, and recommend something. What the fuck? I haven't even had anything to drink, and it's already starting.
And we throw Real Life XP in there, too.
And this week we have a guest, but my name is Ginger.
My name is Willie. Now that I've got your attention, dipshits. Flexes. Let's talk about gerrymandering.
Oh, God.
And with us, we have the king of TDZ AKAs, Mr. Christy Yamaguchi Main.
What's up, y'all? Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Awesome. It's my honor. You guys will be the only the third ever podcast I've been on. So it's I'm very new to this game. This whole experience, usually I'm just tweeting out stupid-ass parodies of top 40 hits and whatnot. Yeah, it's nice to be able to actually talk about something besides Mountain Dew and Taco Bell and smoking weed and setting that to some U2 song or something, you know?
Right. Oh,
yeah,
God.
You're almost like the Weird Ale of liberal left coast news podcasts.
That's, you know what? If I can be the Weird Al of anything, I'll be happy with that. You know, I feel like that is essentially saying you've reached the peak of something. Whether it's, I don't know, knitting shit for tortoises, or if it's, you know, growing tomatoes or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of random shit that I've been looking into lately.
Have you knitted anything for your turtles? Because turtle sweaters are the cutest fucking thing.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. I've been looking stuff up on Etsy, though. So, That is...
Etsy is dangerous.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Absolutely. So, yeah, we've been looking for all sorts of little sweaters and whatnot for our new tortoise.
So, I'm going to start with the review of this cider. It's called Deer Snacks 3. By Shaxberry. Ooh. So.
Then I can try that before I open this one.
Yep.
That you might not be able to have.
Right. Don't want that wheat shit. Get me all itchy.
So that's a cider? What kind of cider? Hard cider, no duh.
Apple cider.
Just apple, no other flavors.
It's pretty good.
What?
It's dry.
Say the name of it again.
Deer Tracks 3.
Deer Snacks.
Deer Snacks?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Deer Snacks, and it's 3. You said 3? Like it's a trilogy of these ciders?
I think so, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard...
Or they just...
Of a cider or a beer that has like a trilogy.
On the can it says that it's a bone dry cider fermented with wild yeast and featuring wild Vermont apples.
Hmm.
Don't worry, we left some for the deer.
Nice. I love ciders. I've heard you guys review a few of these now.
Yes. Ciders are delicious. Mm. This one's really dry. It's subtly sweet, and I like that in a cider. I don't want to drink something and feel like I'm going to go into a diabetic coma.
Right.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like drinking one cider, and the next day I have the worst headache in the world.
Right.
This one is really good. It says no sugar, 0 grams. Yep. The ingredients listed are apples and carbonated. And that's it.
Wow.
Shaxberry, the cidery it's from, I've had a few and they're really, really good. They're really either no sugar or very low in sugar. And
yeah, made in Vermont. I'm giving this one 4.5%. Or 4.5. 4.5 out of 5.
I'm gonna agree with you. It's a 4.5 out of 5.
That's pretty solid.
It is. Yeah. It's a solid
What's the worst rated you've had? Do you guys give zero stars ever?
I think
I have on Untappd before. I don't think I have on the podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've had like a 0.5 out of 5 on the podcast before, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
a 0.5%.
Yeah.
I think Simon once said he hated this mead because it tasted like an ashtray.
Oh, and the Michelada that we had, he gave that a 0, I think.
I wish we had his face on recording that day, because it was the best. I thought he was going to just lose everything.
What was that? Yeah, Modelo makes a Michelada canned beer.
Uh-huh.
And we had one of those, and I think I gave it a 1 out of 5, and Simon gave it a 0 out of 5, I think.
I didn't even try it.
The tamarind Michelada is terrible.
Yeah. I don't, just the name Michelada, like fancying up Michelob, like it just, it's just not.
It was fancying up.
It's almost like appropriation, honestly. Yes.
It was Modelo. It's the Mexican beer.
And right, but like Michelada elicits like Michelob Ultra or something, you know? It conjures way too many awful beer, you know, getting drunk on cheap shit when you're 19 years old.
Right. Yep.
And it is cheap shit.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
It's right next to Boone's Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mad Dog.
Mad Dog 2020.
All right.
So funny.
Do you have a beverage?
So
Crispy Yamaguchi mean? Is it Christy or Crispy?
Either one. I go by any of those things.
Crispy Christy.
Yeah. I've just learned to just respond to whatever. And nobody ever, everybody always misspells. I spelled Crispy right, but everybody spells it with a K online, besides my actual Twitter handle, but I don't give a shit. Y'all call me whatever you want to. I do have a drink, and however, I opened it as soon as I sat down because I'm in that habit.
Thirsty beach.
So, can you add like a fake, pop for me or something in post? Is that possible?
Yeah, hold on. Get ready.
Yep.
Mamma mia!
There we go. So, the drink, I'm doing a cider as well. I don't know if you guys have had this before. It's called El Chavo. It's made by Blake's Hard Cider Company.
Balake.
Balake, yes. Balake's Hard Cider Company. And it is a mango and habanero, cider. So it's got a little bit of a kick to it. I love mango flavored stuff. I know you made some mango kombucha recently, that was supposed to be really good. So I decided to try this one. I bought a couple of six packs of stuff today because, in preparation for this, listening to your guys' episode, your past episodes, I used it as an excuse to just spend way too much money at the grocery store earlier today. And I was like, maybe I could try this. And then I ended up finding this in the fridge. So I didn't have to spend any money at all. This was, I like, pretty straightforward, simple ciders for the most part. But yeah, that's always what I'm in. And something I think you mentioned, Willie, is the nutritional information. You don't always get that on cans. And speaking of diabetic coma, I am diabetic, have been since I was 9 years old. So I don't like to go into diabetic coma or shock either. And having that on the outside is always a plus, which speaking of, this one doesn't have it. So I won't drink the...
I think I heard you mention you are type 1.
Yes, yep.
Right?
Correct. Yep, since
our
I was 9.
Our friends at the Movie Cellar actually are doing a fundraiser for T1D. You can pay them at least $20 to the Type 1 Diabetic Foundation and make them watch a movie.
Yep, you make the donation straight to the Type 1 Diabetes Research Foundation.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they'll review any fucking movie that you suggest. We made them review a fucking Billy Blank's Tybo tape.
Oh my god, that's so good.
And it was all for a good cause.
Yeah.
And also The Love Witch.
Yep.
What is The Love Witch?
You'll have to watch it on Shudder.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Promo code? Oh wait, we don't have one of those.
Okay, so do you guys want me to, do I now take a sip of this? And describe it to you? Is that?
Let us know.
Yeah.
I think we have had that, or I think
I have.
Will's had it, and I had a taste, and I was like, it's spicy. No, I can't do drinking spicy stuff. It's weird.
It's a... This definitely has got a bite to it, and it doesn't hit you until, like, the mango is kind of, like, washed over you.
After, yeah.
So it definitely, it catches you, but it's not, it's all basically in your mouth. It doesn't burn down my esophagus like if I was actually eating spicy wings or something, which is nice.
Right.
I take omeprazole twice a day for like heartburn and acid reflux. That's the only way I can do spicy stuff. So I don't eat or consume a whole lot of spicy shit. But it's good. It's really good. It's definitely a lot sweeter than probably what you were drinking on the day with the I wanted to say moose tracks. That's not right. Deer snacks.
deer snacks.
Yeah, the deer snacks. But yeah, it's good stuff. And I rate this 6.5%. That's my rating for it. I'll do
6.5 out of 5.
I'll do 4 stars on this, I think.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, it's
I'll have to actually pick up a single and try it again and then give the rest to Will.
Do you guys do real spicy stuff?
I do.
Do you?
Sometimes food. We just had a friend from Florida send us a bunch of habaneros and Carolina Reapers.
Mm-hmm.
And made a couple salsas, and that shit is hard to eat.
Yeah, I made like a quart jar of mango and some of the hot peppers. I don't know if it was habaneros or Carolina Reapers, but I only used like 2.5 or 3.5 peppers in a 1-quart jar of mango salsa, and that's really hot.
Yeah.
And I have another jar that I put like 6, 7, 8 peppers in. I haven't opened it yet, but it's going to be painful.
I bet it is. My oldest son is really into the hot sauces and stuff. And him and his girlfriend just did the Hot Ones Challenge.
I was just about to say the Hot Ones Challenge.
The last dab was not the issue. The issue was the one, Da Bomb.
Heard that one's the worst.
Because it doesn't, on the label, it says it's pepper extract. It's not like I don't think it's like supposed to be like a sauce for like flavor. It is just pure heat. And, they struggled to get through that one. Like it was the first one that they were only doing like a 3-wing challenge thing. And the first one, they almost tapped out because of how strong it was. Yeah. And it was funny as hell, watching them try to do that.
I used to watch Hot Ones a lot. And then they got super popular, and I kind of fell off because everyone's like, Hat Wins! I'm like, okay, cool. I'll check them out later.
Yeah, people that weren't really into it started, like, coming on there to promote stuff all the time, and yeah, I get it. You liked it before, it was cool, you little hipster. We get it.
And I was like, all right, when there's somebody that I want to see eat it, I'm cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I really loved when Redman was on it because he's my favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. Redman is the best.
I love it.
So that his episode was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna open a Samuel Smith's organic handcrafted fruit ale strawberry flavor.
Talk about hipster.
It's a product of England.
See? Fucking hipster, man. I'm married a hipster.
Well, shit.
It's bubbling.
It's foaming over the top. I'm getting beer on my pants.
Yeah, it looks like it's not beer dribble. Yeah, I bet it's fucking good because I think I've had a few of their other flavors, and that's a stellar fucking beer.
Yep, you can find this at pretty much any specialty beer store. The Samuel Smith's. It's SAM_L, and this is really yummy. It tastes just like strawberry juice.
Oh, damn, I'm gonna have to find that because I don't think I've had cherry flavored like God. What is it called? Oh my God, I cannot remember the name of it.
Was it a framboise?
No, it's called okay. The name of it was Castile Rouge. I don't know what kind of brew it was, though. I don't think it was considered a cider. Maybe it was what you just said. Honestly, I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about when it comes to any of these drinks. So I don't know why I said no, it wasn't that, because you're probably right. It probably was that.
It could have been a framboise. It could have been a Flemish a lambic. Sour.
It was very dark. It's like super dark,
that could be that a sounds Flanders like a Flemish, red.
Flanders, a Flemish, one of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And there's still some of those that are super tart that I can have that they don't use wheat. They use barley instead. Right. And I'm like, yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Because they have some cool standards in Europe that they don't have here in the U.S. Right. Where it's like, you can only use these four ingredients. You know, like, all right, cool. Then I know what's in it.
Right.
No. I'll send me back to Europe.
I'll go back. Send me back to where I came from.
Yep. Germany, pretty much. I don't want to go to Russia.
I'm going to have to find that stuff, though, because I love strawberry-flavored stuff. Absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one, it doesn't even taste like beer. It just tastes like strawberry juice. Damn. Hold on, let me take another sip, and I'll come up with a rating.
And if you ever get up to Wisconsin, if that ever happens, there's a really good brewery. They make a really good strawberry lambic.
Oh, the one that makes the moon. What the fuck?
Fuck. I can't remember. It's so good. It's like the best lambic ever. And when we were in Wisconsin, I had like the most like bottles in my hand, and it was, what is it, after 9 in a 7-Eleven, and you can't buy in Wisconsin after fucking 9 p.m. But go to the fucking bar and
drink. You can go to the bar and drink and drive home, but you can't buy it at the store to take home and drink safely.
So then the next day, at like 10 a.m., I was in that 7-Eleven with like over $100 worth of beer.
We were in line with a bunch of college students that were like buying Mountain Dews and like Slurpees. And we had like $120 worth of beer at like 7 a.m. We're like, oh, we're fucking stocking up, bro. And they're like, whoa, you guys know how to fucking party.
That shit was so funny.
I thought North Carolina was bad with the stupid blue laws. Like, you used to, I think they've made it, on Sunday, you can't buy until 10 a.m. Like, you can't buy first thing in the morning on Sundays.
We used to have that shit at
the rest of the nights, you can buy until 2 o'clock in the morning, like, bar or store, so.
I know here in Michigan, just because leaving early for, like, camping trips and shit, you cannot buy, like, from, like, 2 to 7 a.m., which I was pissed. It was, like, 6:30, and this lady walks over. She's like, I can't sell you that. After I already put it up. Bitch watched me the whole time, so I took that fucking 12-pack and I, like, dropped it. I just looked right at her, dead in her eyes. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
I used to work in a grocery store third shift, and I would get out at 6:30 in the morning, and it's like, well, if I want to buy some beer, then I have to wait around for a half an hour, then I can buy the beer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fucking dumbass laws that don't reflect the world that you live in.
I'm going to say it. Not at all. Dumb Dutch Christian reform bullshit. Because we're in West Michigan. And I got to poke fun at the Dutch because Will's mostly Dutch.
What?
I haven't done that in a while.
I wouldn't pass that law, though.
Like, if you can work third shift, you should be able to drink the entire time.
Yeah, no shit, right? Like, yeah. That's a good law. I like that.
All right, so we'll be back after these messages.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And what Ginger said, too.
Hey, everybody. This is Nerd Bomber here, one of the co-hosts of the Online Warriors podcast. Our weekly podcast started as a way for three friends to keep in touch and discuss their passion for movies, gaming, technology, and entertainment. And since then, we've grown into a fantastic online community. Every Wednesday, we release a new episode discussing the latest nerdy news, and then we go hands-on with our weekly adventures and a fun trivia show. Sound interesting? Check us out on every podcast platform, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or hit us up at OnlineWarriorsPodcast.com.
Now it's time for
Real Life XP TMCR LLC.
LLC?
You're not that drunk. GRPVG.
LWL?
Don't go say some fucking acronym that's going to make you apologize. WAP?
I was trying to think of the name of Crispy Meme Donuts Sports Podcast. And it's louder with Lauer. L-W-L.
Ah.
Right?
What, say that again now?
Was it louder with Lauer?
It's Lauer after hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, Lauer after hours.
I was way off.
Sorry, the signal went wonky there for a minute, and I couldn't tell what you were referencing. Yeah, Lauer After Hours is the name of the podcast.
It's, LHA, that's what I meant.
Yeah, LAH, yep, that's it.
So.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I have been really, really lucky throughout my life being able to find people to give me massages, and with everything that was going on with the world.
Okay.
I haven't had one in like 7 fucking months. And I really miss them. And I had one recently by my massage therapist that I went to for the last 6 years. And it was very nice. Wore a mask when I was face up, when I was face down, had a pillowcase over the face thing. And it was great to basically catch back up with someone who I practiced yoga with, and then just had great conversations during a massage.
Right.
I can't shut the fuck up. So we sit there and just talk the entire time, and it's great. And
it was great that it wasn't like a horror movie where the pillowcase over the face like strangles you to death.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found somebody that you can trust.
There's no formaldehyde in it or whatever they use in movies to make people pass out.
No. And he was complaining about how his husband wasn't working from home. And he's like, you know, you and your husband get along fine. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm sick of it.
Oh, man. It sounded like they needed someone to talk to more than anybody else.
But it was really great. He bitched at me for not watching Netflix. I was like, I don't have streaming anymore, dude. You're supposed to watch this show so we can talk about it. I was like, I'm sorry.
No, the owner of a Netflix is a douchebag, and all of the Netflix streaming runs through Amazon servers, and so it also makes money for Amazon. So fuck Netflix.
Fuck.
God damn. You can't get away. Amazon. Like, pretty soon. I mean, what am I talking about? Pretty soon. All the infrastructure is owned by the worst goddamn people in the world, as it is.
That's why we need to eat the rich.
Yep, for sure.
Mm. So points.
Yeah.
For this massage. I'm going to say 4,000 points. Self-care.
4,000 points.
Yep. Too low?
4,000? I don't know. No. I'm okay with it. I was trying to figure out if I could argue take away points because it's funny when I give you shit, but I don't think I can this time.
Nope.
Yeah, that's like a self-care I feel like should be double XP. Like that should be like a promotional double XP weekend or something, you know?
All right, 8,000 then.
8,000? I'm not going to disagree with that.
Have you guys had anybody volunteer to tally up all of your XP yet?
Not yet.
No, we haven't.
We're going to give them a free t-shirt, though, if they do, all of the stickers we have.
So, yeah, there's about at least a dozen stickers plus a Grand Rapids Ingress t-shirt for the first person who does that.
Nice.
And a magnet.
Yep, and a magnet. All right, I'll go next. I'm going to talk about a wildlife encounter that I had the other day. So I went outside to my car. I was in bare feet, and I was just sitting in the passenger side of my car with the door open, and my feet hanging out, and I was browsing through Twitter silently. And I felt something on my feet. And I was like, oh, shit, did our cat get out?
Our orange cat will dart out, so we have to be careful going out the door.
Right.
But as I thought that, I was like, wait, that doesn't feel like a cat nose. That's wet. That feels like a dog nose. And I looked down, and there was a fucking wild raccoon.
Oh, shit.
That had walked up to me, and it was touching my foot with his nose, what like sniffing fuck? My foot. And there were like 3 baby raccoons right behind it.
Oh, my God. So it's a mother raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to eat your feet. Your feet smelled like garbage, apparently. Raccoons love
you. He's a trash panda. Will is a trash panda.
Yeah, I love, just like Miles Gray, I love fucking tuna sandwiches from Subway.
Fuck yeah, me too.
3 trash pandas. That shit.
I wish I would have taken a picture, because when I moved and I said, what, and the raccoon, like, looked at me like, whoa, what, this thing's moving too? And so the raccoon backed away, scared towards our front door. I wasn't quick enough to think to turn on my camera to take a picture, but I just yelled at it, get the fuck out of here, fucking raccoon. And it backed up, and then it, like, slowly went away, and, yeah, it scared the shit out of me. But there was a raccoon that wandered up and fucking touched my foot.
That's pretty magical, honestly. I love when people...
Yeah. Willie's the Beastmaster.
Yeah, I love when people have encounters with wild animals, and they use complete English sentences to yell at the animals, like... Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, as if, like, it, that's, the animal just hears loud noises, like you giving a warning call of any kind. So complete sentences are hilarious to me.
I definitely use complete sentences. I figure it's a fucking city raccoon, so it probably knows complete sentences.
Oh, that's fucking great.
But I think... was like, what the fuck? And I went to, like, look in our backyard to see if I could see them, but I didn't. Oh, my goodness.
So I think that's worth about 7,722 points.
7,722?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good number.
I mean, you didn't lose any toes.
No. I didn't get any ticks, didn't lose any toes, no rabies. It was all good.
Yeah, it's a positive experience right there for sure.
Yep.
You met your kindred spirit.
Does that mean my fursona is a raken?
I think so.
Definitely. Right. No, your fursona is a trash panda for sure. Okay, so for my real life XP, I'm just going to completely, again, mentioned earlier, I had surgery and was recovering for... It was about like a week and a half process to really get all this stuff out of my system. And I had surgery on my sinuses and my septum.
Yeah.
So I've been taking it really easy, but I had a birthday within the past week. So I hit, level 35, I guess.
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
And, my oldest son had a birthday the day before mine. So I spent all day cooking, and, we had a successful, like, socially distanced COVID party outside on the back porch, you know, where everybody had plenty of room, lots of air circulation and face masks and whatnot. So. I cooked, what did I cook? I cooked tacos all day long. I have my own recipe that I've come up with. I basically slow cook dark meat chicken, like chicken thighs and chicken quarters.
Hell yeah. Best part of the chicken.
Yes, absolutely. Hell yes it is. And, and then I debone it all and then put it in like a big skillet and add honey, sriracha, lime juice, and, like seasoned salt. And then butter, and just slowly mix that in over the course of like 3 or 4 hours.
Fucking butter, dude.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's so good. It's so good. Like the it's so got so much flavor in it, but made tacos for everybody. And then like I said, the next day was my birthday, and my wife got me a new podcasting chair for this closet.
Aww, that's
that
I'm
recording in now. So she said she felt bad. I was like sitting on this like what looked like an Amish made like wooden chair that was like tiny, way too small for my big ass, and she knew my back was hurting after I would come out of the closet after recording an episode of something. So that is basically what I did to level up in real life. I hit level 35. So yeah, I think
I think
that deserves at least 35 points. I'm going to go with 35 points. I don't want too many. It's my first time doing this. So I'm not shooting. I don't need like 10,000. I don't want, you know, not even
35,000.
No, I just want 35 points. That's it.
All right.
We should go do some math and figure out how much it takes you to get up to level 35.
Yeah.
And that's how many points you get.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess it is like a cumulative thing, right?
Yep. So we started out with the Fibonacci sequence where it was like 2, then 4, then 8, then 16.
Yep.
Then 32.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody do some math and whatever that comes out to get up to 35. That's how many you get.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, if some Zeit gang wants to do that shit, fuck yeah.
Even if it's just for this episode. We'll send you stickers for that, too.
That'll, right. That'll be a Patreon level of some sort.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I love your soundboard, by the way. I would be so obnoxious if I had a fucking soundboard. Good God. That is the last thing in the world that I need, is like my own track for stupid shit I say.
You'd need a third iPhone for that.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. Or a computer with at least Windows XP on it or something.
Right. I actually use an old Android phone for my soundboard and then use my new Android phone to talk over. So.
Do you really?
Yep.
So I'm actually using a PC plus two phones right now.
Okay. All right. Well, now I don't feel so alone now. I thought I was the only one trying to juggle a couple of phones doing this.
We don't have a fancy soundboard.
Yep, it's just an app that I downloaded on an old phone.
Hell yeah. Well, it sounds fancy when I listen to it on your episodes. Yeah.
Sweet. Whoa. We fancy. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah.
Have you played, like, a game of some sort or something?
I actually have.
Sweet. I'm glad you're here.
I came back from quitting the podcast. I'm back again. I played Bloody Roar for the PlayStation, and it was awful for your eyes. It was such a good game when it first came out.
Is that such like another game. Nickname for Aunt Flo?
Bloody Roar. She's entering her Bloody Roar week. Dude, I might have to call mine that now. No, it's a fighting game.
Okay.
The thing that makes this fighting game different is you're a person that can anamorph into an animal.
Hence, the anamorph.
Hmm.
Hence, bloody roar. Roar. Like I said, this is an old game.
So it's a head-to-head fighter, like Virtua Fighter, basically.
Yeah.
With super simplistic 3D polygonal models.
It looks awful.
Okay.
Polygonal, not polygamous.
Correct. In this game, there are 8 characters in the first. I think I said it came out in 97. 95 or 97 from when I looked.
Sounds right.
I only really played a couple. replayed a couple. I played this when it first came out, and it was fucking awesome. The graphics were dope. Now, not so much. So, like I said, there's 8 people. Yugo can change into a wolf. Gato can go into a lion. Greg can go into a gorilla. They really dropped the bomb with this next one. Fox can change into a fox.
Creative.
Unstoppable.
Bakryu is a mole. Mitsuko is a boar. Alice is a rabbit. And that's silly.
Matsuko, they mispredicting the future there, should have transformed into 30 to 50 wild boars.
And then Long is a tiger. So there's a couple different...
That was to me, not to you.
Lily, do you use that soundboard around the house just in normal everyday life?
No, not usually, but I should start doing it.
Absolutely, you should. Like... For sure.
We probably just say it ourselves instead of using the soundboard.
It's like boom, 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 boom,
wah, wah, wah. So... there's an arcade mode, obviously. You can play as whatever fighter and go through all the other fighters. Extra, which we'll get to. Records, also, we'll get to.
When? Why don't we get to it right
shut
now?
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Versus, obviously, 2-player versus, and then watch. So
what's
extra.
Watch?
you just set up two people and you can watch them fight. Kind of like in Smash.
Okay.
So in Extra, there's Time Attack, Survival, and Practice. And then in Records, there's the same, but there's also another thing called Naming. So in Naming, you could just automatically put your initials in, so whenever you beat a record or a time, it will just put your initials. Okay. So if someone else is playing it, it's still going to show that it's you. And you can pick Beast, Rave, On or Off, and that is turning into the Beast mode. And that's about it.
Yeah. They don't have, like, flashing lights when you do Beast Rave? Glow sticks?
I'm trying to remember this game. You said it's, like, very polygonal. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's PlayStation 1.
Bloody Roar.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
There was about 5, maybe 6 of the Bloody Roar games, and I remember the second one more. I played that one more, and
it's
much better. This is for the Bloody Roar series. I would find Bloody Roar is just as bad as Sonic 1.
I would compare it more to the first Virtua Fighter on PlayStation 1.
I don't think I've played it, or maybe I did, and it just pissed me off because it's so fucking bad. Like, fuck this. I don't want to break my controller. Let me play Final Fantasy. I didn't see any piss jugs, toilet situations. I mean,
yeah, there's no bathrooms in those arenas. They do that in the locker room off screen.
I mean, the closest to whatever kind of bathroom situation there is when Alice, like, jumps up on the shoulders of people to, like, crush them with her legs and, like, throw them. So, I mean,
why does she, like, poop on their heads while she does that?
I don't
that?
Know. She should, as a rabbit, like the little pellet poops.
Little rabbit pellets. Oh, yeah. All right, that's my brain canon now. She does that.
That would have made even this awful PlayStation 1 game a little better. It was still kind of nostalgic goggles on. It was pretty cool. I remember playing it when it first came out, and it was much better.
It'd be better if we had two controllers for that system and we were playing against each other.
Yes.
We probably have the original. We should hook it up to the PS1, because I think we still have at least two controllers for that.
Yeah, we do.
I missed out on the whole, I missed out on the PS1, and I'm trying to think. Yeah, I went from the Sega Genesis to, or like Sega Saturn maybe.
Genesis, I grew up on Genesis.
To the PS2, I think. I'm pretty sure I skipped the PS1. My friends always had them, so I would just spend all my time at their house, and that was pretty much it, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I remember that name, but I don't remember what any of the, like, actual graphics look like.
Awful. There were PS2 games and GameCube games also in that series.
Was there?
So.
Yep.
Was there a what am I thinking of? Clay Fighter? Is that a game?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
that was Super Nintendo. The first three.
Okay,
there was Clay Fighter, Clay Fighter 2.5, and then Clay Fighter 63 1/3 were all Super Nintendo games.
That was really their names?
Yes.
What the hell? That's okay. All right. Cool.
That's so silly.
That's funny.
And then I think there was one more after that, but I don't remember exactly.
I played this on our PS3. It was a downloaded PS1.
Well, Crispy Meme Donut, what game have you played recently that you liked?
So, one game like this is What Remains of Edith Finch. Have you guys played that?
No, but Simon actually has.
Okay.
He covered it on one of our recent episodes.
Okay.
And I also listened to an episode of My Gaming Fiction Addiction about this game.
Gotcha. It is.
So I haven't played it, but I know all about it.
Okay. So if you know all about it, then I won't spend too much time on it then. But it's basically, it is like this dreamlike. It's one of these games that sets up a story in a tight, concise, like, there is, they're telling a story. It's like you're in a TV series, like a great season of television. And you can kind of go at your own pace. You can kind of do things out of order. So there is, it definitely does feel like a game. It has this dreamlike quality, and it tells the history of this family that basically moves from, I think, Norway to the West Coast, Orca Island.
It's like a visual novel, right?
That's a great way of putting it, actually. Yeah.
Kind of a point and click.
To a degree, but there is a lot of, there, basically each family member whose story you learn, it is a mini game. And there's like a dozen family members who's like, you basically find out how each one of them died. Fatality. And so you are playing a gamified version of their death, essentially. And there is some super nice, dark, fucked up shit in this game that, there's one game, I won't give too much away, but where you're a baby, like you are a child, basically an infant. And it is so moving.
This Wi-Fi in this closet is no good, man.
Yes, I just got the notification that says poor connection. What the hell? Real quick with the Edith Finch thing, basically, like Willie said, like it's a visual novelization of the story of this family, and it's just a beautifully and super well done game. But what I like about it so much is that it's so concise. It keeps you on the rail of the stories, or the story that it tells.
Yeah.
And it made me feel I didn't miss any out on anything, and it's not something that I have to put 100 hours into to accomplish. You know, it's something I played over the course of like a week and finished up. So
yeah,
that's what I dug. That's probably one of the more recent games I've played.
I've been wanting to download it since Simon talked about it.
I was gonna say, for the art style, are there different art styles for each different chapter? It's like you go through this person's flashback.
Yep.
As one kind of art style.
Yep. And then there's the next
person, and it's
like one of them is told through like it's the memory of basically a wedding taking place outside of the family home, and there's like words that are telling you about this person's life up in the sky, and you're like flying a kite. And so it's not so much that the art style changes, but it basically each mini game is so radically different than the one before it, that it feels like a different video game every time, just about.
And they leave stuff up to interpretation?
To a degree.
Like the first person,
yeah,
like gets eaten by a dragon, but it turns out, was it the first or second person or something, but it turns out that it was just like a dragon statue falling on them?
Yes, yes, like that. Yes, yes. And there's also like, there's a little bit of interpretation when it comes to like mental health and stuff, like you are led to believe that there is some, like some magical realism going on. And then there's some context clues around the house that allow you to realize what was actually going on with certain people. And yeah, there's, the dragon thing. I can't remember the dragon thing. It's been a minute since I played this game, but I wanted to bring it up because are those type of games like, are those up y'all's alley to where you could recommend something similar?
You might like Phoenix Wright.
Okay.
Ace Attorney. I don't know that's if you like have a Switch.
That's like a comedy anime story-based game.
Okay.
One that makes me think of Edith Finch, I would recommend The Unfinished Swan.
Okay.
Oh,
on
yeah.
PlayStation 3 and Xbox. And that's like a first-person shooter, but instead of shooting, you throw black paint. Everything is white and you can't see anything.
Huh.
And you throw black paint and you unveil the entire environment in front of you.
Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
It's really, like, not anxious. It doesn't make you anxious. You can play it at your own pace.
Right.
It's really, it's a nice game. Flower is a pretty sweet one as well. I'm not sure if that's on the PS4.
They might have remade it. But we played it on PS3.
Yeah, and that's cool because it takes, like, your controller. I'll just grab a
controller. Motion control.
And you hold any button. It doesn't matter what button. And you just, like, use your controller to move a petal to pick up more petals of flowers and then unlock other areas.
Weird.
It's really chill. It's very pretty. It kind of gets a little harder at the end. You don't really take damage until later levels, but that one's just beautiful.
Another chill short one that I recently played through, I played it on PC, is called A Short Hike. As you're just a little young teenage girl bird.
I heard you talking about this one. There's
an
like
island camp.
You got to call your like mom. You got to get cell phone service.
Yep, you got to climb up to the top of the mountain to get cell phone signal. I love that idea. But you're just exploring and like fishing and using your pickaxe to find money and helping people get tuition. And yeah, the whole thing is just an island vacation where you meet all the weird people that live on the island.
That's cool.
It only took me like 4 or 5 hours to beat.
Yep.
And there was still more stuff I could do if I want to go back to it.
Right.
And I could find the rest of the secrets, but yeah.
I love that. That's exactly kind of what my speed is. Cause like, I like sitting down in front of my big ass TV and, you know, and turning, you know, the Xbox on and stuff. I don't want to play everything on my phone, but, at the same time, I do want something that's going to kind of, that's why I love the BioShock, games so much is because you know, there was an element of exploration to it, but like there was a story that they were telling and that was what was most important about it. So I dig it. I like that kind of time frame.
I played the first BioShock and I liked that one.
Yeah. Did you play
Infinite? I think that was the only one I played.
Okay. But I love Infinite. Infinite is one of the coolest games I've ever played.
Yeah. I love RPGs. I like the whole aspect of, you know, a group of people saving the world.
Right.
I've been playing a shit ton of Animal Crossing. yeah, I joined that cult. my island is called Dick Shadow. And I tell all my animals to say something as nasty as I can get through Nintendo's bullshit.
So everybody hit us up on Twitter at Ginger's Chocobo. You can come visit her Dick Shadow.
Yep.
Hashtag Dick Shadow.
Hell yeah. Will.
What's up, duders and dudettes? Thank you for joining us on Hot Drops, an entertainment-based podcast where we get together to discuss the hottest video games, movies, TV, anime, really just about everything in the industry. Every month we hold a giveaway, currently being the game of the month, but the prize will only get bigger as we ourselves grow and build a hopefully intimate community. My name is Josh. I'm one of your hosts, always accompanied by my co-host Dylan. You can find us on all streaming platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Give us a follow on our Twitter at @hot_drops_pod, Instagram at @hotdropspod, and Hot Drops Official on Twitch, where we'll be streaming some upcoming playthroughs in the near future. So again, thank you, and I hope you join us.
Huh? Have you played some sort of entertainment type of thing lately or a game?
No.
No, you haven't played a game? I guess it's time for recommendations.
No, wait. I did.
Mamma mia!
I played MotorStorm Apocalypse on PlayStation 3. All right, what are you pressing now?
Who's annoying with the soundboard?
All right, so it's a racing game that takes place during the apocalypse. PlayStation 3 with cool graphics, and you start out, and there's some kind of story mode where you got to race against these other gangs or racers and compete in the circuit. In story mode, to unlock stuff, each different race, you'll have to race in, like, everything from a motorcycle to a four-wheeler dune buggy to a muscle car to a sports car to a pickup truck to a monster truck to an 18-wheeler. Oh, All right, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. It's like a racing game, but there's 16 different kinds of vehicles all in one race. And there's natural disasters going on at the same time. Like the first one, you're going down a beach in California. And this fucking tornado hurricane whips down the beach and like fucking tears up a Ferris wheel and is throwing debris at you.
Whoa.
There's another race where you're going through a suburban neighborhood in the California countryside and there's earthquakes and the street will like raise up 15 feet on one side and like make new jumps. Every time you do a lap, more of the disaster will happen and it will change the track every lap. There's also fucking dumbass spectators cheering you on, and you can fucking run over the spectators.
Fuck yeah.
Do they throw anything at you? Like a jug full of urine. I was going to say urination station, but that didn't fit.
No, there's a turbo button, though, that makes you go faster, and it heats up your vehicle. And before you overheat, you can run through a fire hydrant or a broken sewer line, and it will cool off your engine. So if you can get the sewer to drip piss on your car, it cools you off with your turbo.
As long as it's not hot piss.
Yes.
Would it, so with each level, do you get to choose what vehicle you're operating?
In story mode, it picks which vehicle for you.
Okay.
So like on the suburban one, you'll have to do a dune buggy.
Right.
Like there's one where you're on top of skyscrapers, and there's like 8 different routes you can take. Like if you jump through the windows here, then you go one route, but if you can go left or right, you can pick different routes through the skyscrapers, and you're racing across the roofs, and then every time you do a lap, a little bit more of the buildings will collapse, and it will change the route from the next lap.
Okay.
So story mode, it picks for you as you go through each time, and it sucks when you're in a motorcycle, because people can fucking knock you off your motorcycle.
Some road rash 3D.
But then...
Right.
But then you're racing against somebody in a monster truck, which maybe the next race you'll be in a monster truck, and then you can fucking run those motorcycle bastards over.
Nice.
Even though you can't accelerate as fast as they can.
I got that torque. And the weight.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's tracks through, like, railroads where a train will crash, like, in the middle of the second lap, like, right in front of whoever's in first place. So you gotta either react or know where it's gonna crash.
Looks like you're...
Is there a, like, for the story mode, like, what is the... Is there any kind of plot to this game? Or is it just story mode in the sense that, like, it just... It, you know, dictates things for you?
It's like, hey, bro, you're joining up with the gang. We'll send you out on this race, and you gotta beat it, brother. And that's about it for story mode. You have, like a tutor is like, hey, man, you fucking kick these guys' ass, and you're on the team with us. And that's about it for story mode.
Okay. So it's got some, like, some Michael Jackson's bad kind of energy to it, like gangs meeting up, or what's the Warriors come out and play? It's got that kind of vibe to it, Mad Max.
And playing.
Yep, it does.
Nice.
So yeah, the races are fun. They get hard as you get through it. At the end of each story mode section, normal, regular, and hard, then you have like a one-on-one race where it's like, oh, you got to escape the island of Manhattan before they fucking blow it up with a nuke, or before they blow up the bridge to get out of the city.
Who is they in this game, though?
Right.
Who's the enemy?
Fucking Mother Nature is Uncle Sam. Who fucking knows?
Okay, so in this world, Mother Nature has acquired nuclear weapons. I like that idea. I like the idea of Mother Nature just taking revenge on all of us using our nukes against us.
I mean, that's legit. Yeah. That would be good.
It's not all Mother Nature. There's man-made disasters that happen, too.
Okay.
But every single level, there's either earthquakes. You'll be, like, going through underground subway tunnels. And, like, portions of the tunnels will collapse. And so the next time you go through a lap, you'll have half as much to go through.
Okay.
Flawless victory.
This sounds like a racing game that would keep my interest, honestly. Like,
it's pretty sweet.
I struggle with racing games. I think the last racing game I got into was, like, Burnout 3D or Burnout Paradise or something.
Yeah, dude.
I used to do mushrooms when I was in college and just play that game literally all night because of the slowdown matrix effect. It was is the most incredible religious like experience watching that game on high as hell on mushrooms.
Yeah, Burnout's awesome. I think I've covered Burnout 2 on PS2 and Burnout Paradise on.
And we just did the Crash as well. There's the Burnout Crash.
Okay.
That one is just all the crashes.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh,
I don't think I played that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's great.
That one's like a top down puzzle game instead of a racing game.
Wait, really?
It's still racing, but you're on an intersection where you have to make sure to
have
all the cars crash.
Shit.
It's like top down.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's fun.
I did play that one, and I did do drugs and play that game. Absolutely. Holy shit. I thought it was Paradise that I was playing, but it was just the Crash one. Whoa. I just had like a Vietnam flashback, but for like living in a shitty apartment. Staying up all night, drinking and playing games. Wow. Okay. That just brought back some memories.
Shit happens.
That one you crash into the bulldozer and it does the, salt and pepper.
Push it
real good.
And when you hit the gold car, it's like singing like the gold
finger.
Yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
But Motorstorm,
Motorstorm Apocalypse.
Motorstorm.
Yeah. If you want to race through some fucking apocalyptic scenarios, everything from earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, plane crashes, train crashes, collapsing bridges, everything.
Yeah. Jumping like from, I don't know, a parking garage into a fucking building and shit. Yep. It's sweet.
The story mode, it chooses your vehicle for you, but there's time trial mode also, where you can pick any vehicle you want to do any course you want, and just practice the course and get as good as you can at them.
Hell yeah.
You can pick up stickers while you're racing and decorate your car. You can change the paint, put skulls or spiders or whatever the fuck you want on your hood or on the side of your car. You gotta decorate it however you want.
I would want to put some like on my hood of the Jeep for the car say your mom.
I don't know if that's in there, but I'm sure you could do a magic eight ball or a piss jug or something.
That would be magic eight ball. No, I would go either for a dick shadow or a piss jug.
Unicorn or rainbow.
That I'm down to.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Sure.
All right. That's my game. Now it's time for recommendations.
Toot toot. What are you doing?
I was trying to press the sound effect at random.
No.
All right,
okay, I'll go first.
All right, you go first.
Well, I choked myself with my cord.
No, don't do that.
I have been reading a lot of books or having them read to me. And I just finished one by Octavia E. Butler called Fledgling, and it was really awesome. If you are unfamiliar with Octavia E. Butler, she is a African-American author. She's passed, but it is more science fiction. So this book is about...
She's passed away.
Okay. She is no longer with us. So she's no longer writing new books.
Okay.
But all of her stuff, I've been told, has been amazing. And so far, I've read two of her books. And Fledgling is the one that I've just finished.
I listened to some of that.
Yeah, it's about vampires. And it was a different take on vampires. And I really liked it. If you're not into vampires, maybe look into other of her books. Because they're really, really good. So, that's my recommendation.
All right. What was the name of the book you just finished again?
Fledgling.
Cool. I'm going to recommend a podcast. I'm going to recommend one called We Fix Space Junk.
Ah, that one's good.
Yep. It's a funny-ass science fiction series, kind of inspired by Douglas Adams and Doctor Who. And it starts out with somebody who is getting prosecuted for a murder, but her rich husband, like, pays the way for her to get smuggled off the planet in cryosleep. And they get away from the planet, and her husband has taken away all the resources, and so she owes a big debt for being in cryosleep. Mm-hmm. She ends up having to work for this company that pretty much owns the whole universe. And so it's a space comedy based on that. It's really good. By the end of season one, they end up going to this planet with, like, insect people who need to embed their eggs in humans.
Gross. I vaguely remember that.
They scrape the eggs out of the human and they put them on this steak that was fucking expensive as hell. Stop. And so when the royal insect baby is born, it's half insect, a quarter human, and a quarter cow. And she's, like, born with telepathic abilities and super intelligent. They just started season three now, and I'm almost up to season two. So I'm sure there's lots of shenanigans that are about to come up.
Good but, shenanigans. Yeah.
We Fixed Space Junk is based out of the UK. We met him at Podtails just outside of Boston. And yeah, it's a really good podcast. I recommend it.
All right. For my recommendation, I hope you don't mind. I have two. And
no, not at all.
Honestly, I'm going to be real self-centered here. I'm just going to recommend the two pretty new podcasts that I was also a guest on this past couple week. The first one is Bread Sheet by Hoss Bossman. I think you guys probably interact with him a decent amount on Twitter. He is a super
sweet. We listen to that.
Yeah, he's a super, super good dude and just real good politics. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do with that thing. And we just talked ad nauseum. He let me drone on and on and on and on until he messaged me in the chat to shut the hell up. We got to end this thing. He didn't really do that, but he probably could have. the other one I just did is called Extroverted. And the premise of this one, it's by some friends of mine, Jules and Jeremy. And the premise is each week they have a theme and they bring, like, a news story that has some sort of, like, extra quality to it, like a just a kind of news of the weird quality, and they kind of they tell their news story that they bring, and then they kind of decide who won that round, and then that person gets to decide the next topic. And it's there. I love it because they're only like 20 to 25 minutes each week. And they've got like 7 or 8 episodes now. So, they're moving right along. And I had to do a story about siblings. I found a news story about a woman who is a chimera, where she has two sets of DNA and she has this like wild birthmark on her abdomen that looks like where it looks like she has like a seam running up her abdomen. And I don't know if you guys know, do you guys know what a chimera is?
I do from like Greek Dungeons and Dragons from perspective. Like,
right, so there's two different definitions, right?
There's the Greek mythology version where it's like the head of a eagle or like lion, like there's like a lion and a lizard.
Three different animals.
Yes, exactly, right.
Yeah, a combination of two or more animals or...
Yeah,
there's like the scientific definition is...
Yeah, it's like where she absorbed her twin in the womb. So, like, she has always had, like, autoimmune disease, like, deficiencies and stuff. And what it is her body is trying to fight off her twin's cells, basically, that are still in her body. So she's, like, always had this disorder, and she finally got the diagnosis. There's only, like, 100 cases of this in modern medical history. So that was a cool podcast to guest on. And like I said, these are all buddies of mine, so I figured I would... Nice. Use this time to recommend their stuff if you guys mind.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
We will look into them both and we'll include links in the show notes.
Sweet. Also. Sweet. Good stuff.
So.
All right. Thanks for listening to this episode. Crispy Yamaguchi Mane, you want to plug any, as Lacey Mosley would say, where do you want to be found?
Right.
I would want to be found probably just on Twitter at my semi-new account that I had to start up in July because I got...
Right.
perma-banned for saying the word redneck on Twitter, which is fucking ridiculous.
Well, I was close. I thought it was hillbilly, but it was redneck.
Aren't most of them calling people snowflakes and then they want to be a big baby when they can't take it? Anyways, we can go on and on.
People racial slurs.
That's a whole.
You can't call them rednecks.
Well, here's the thing, though. I didn't call anybody a redneck. I literally, like, I used it in the abstract sense. I just, like, said these words. They weren't directed at anybody. They weren't targeting. But apparently Twitter classifies that as a religion or an ethnicity or a sexual orientation or some shit because it was considered a protected class.
Redneck?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. They classify that as, hey, somebody complained. So we're going to use this complaint against you.
Yes, exactly.
So dumb.
Precisely. I guess we should all file complaints against every fucking dumbass who we disagree with.
I think Twitter is just like taking a flamethrower to everybody for the slightest infraction right now, just to cover their ass, just so they can. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that report button works way too easily at this point because I've said some real like sideways shit to people on Twitter before, you know, just in a moment of weakness where you're just pissed off about something, you know, somebody's
it happens to us all.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's being a shithead. But yeah, I would never in a million years expect.
I think next time that I see one of Ted Cruz's tweets, I need to press that button.
Yeah, exactly. But you can find me.
Fucking Ben Shapiro.
Oh, right.
Drying out his poor wife. God.
or his opera singing sister, report her for crimes against humanity or some shit. You can find me on
for there ear blood.
At Crispy Memed. I just use the past tense now. CRISPYMEMED. And yeah, and I also host I know you guys aren't, I don't think at least, into sports or anything like that for the most part, which is completely fine. Guess what? Neither am I.
A little bit.
I'm not really. Like, I listen to a very specific, one certain ESPN show, the Dan Le Batard show, and a bunch of the fans got together. So I don't like to say that I have my own podcast. I do a podcast with like 35 other people where we all get on like a Zoom chat and I run point guard for it basically where I moderate and host.
Nice.
And, everybody sends questions in and we've been booking like big name personalities and stuff. We just keep just like sliding into the DMs of people and they keep saying yes for some reason. So we're going to keep rolling with the momentum and hopefully, hopefully it keeps going. So, yeah, that's Lauer After Hours. If you, are into sports in any way and you like any kind of, you know, personalities we've had, NFL play-by-play announcers on before and, just producers behind the scenes people and on-air personalities. Nice. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. I dig it.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. Here, if you start a podcast, you can talk to whoever the hell you want to.
Apparently so.
That's how we got you here.
You at least have an excuse to ask to talk to them, right? You can just, chalk it up to the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's going to be the new pickup line pretty soon is like,
you want to be on my podcast, girl? Yeah, exactly.
Ginger got it. Oh.
All right. Well, thanks for checking out our show.
Yeah.
Send us an email first, Patreon supporters.
Boston Harbor Horror.
That's an awesome podcast.
Yes.
Check it out if you're into horror and Coast Guard shit at all. It's a good one.
It's good shit.
But otherwise, send us an email at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. Give us a call at 9167-WILLIE, 9167-WILLIE.
It's a real number. You can find us on Twitter at @grand_video, on Instagram at @grandrapidiansplayvideogames.
You can leave us a review at Podchaser at podchaser.com/grandrapidians.
Just keep cutting each other off.
I forget if it's Grand Rapidians or Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. Shit, should look that up.
Yep. Patreon at Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. And that's about it, isn't it?
And we've got other websites too.
We do?
/GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames. Just try it. It might work. Just whatever website you go to, hit /GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames. Give it a try. Who knows?
Scared.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I almost have it.
You're pretty close. Thank you.